This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon, while the debate on electoral reforms will be taken up tomorrow. The 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage will begin today at the Red Fort in New Delhi. The session will be chaired by Vishal V. Sharma, Ambassador and Permanent Delegate of India to UNESCO. India has nominated Diwali, the Festival of Lights, Brotherhood, Compassion and Collective Celebration as a submission for the UNESCO Intangible Heritage List this year. The inaugural ceremony for the six-day event was held at the Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
Lucknow has recently joined Hyderabad as a UNESCO creative city of gastronomy has also been widely appreciated in this country. Each recognition of intangible heritage has ripples well beyond the immediate decision. Your work not only evokes cultural pride and strengthens tradition, but impacts lives and livelihood as well. The world is a fundamentally pluralistic landscape, a landscape whose richness lies in its diversity.
India and the European Union will resume talks in New Delhi today on a free trade agreement, FTA. The two-day negotiation session will commence today, marking another step forward in the long-standing effort to establish stronger economic ties between the EU and India. The EU is India's largest trading partner, with bilateral goods trade reaching $137.5 billion in 2023-24. In Punjab, 5 persons have been killed in a late-night car accident in Ludhiana. The deceased include 2 minor girls and 3 youngsters. All of them are said to be from Jagraon, near Ludhiana. Their bodies were brought to the civil hospital after midnight. However, they have not been identified yet. According to police sources, efforts are underway to find out their families. The cause of the accident is being investigated. Goa police has arrested 4 people, including the general manager and 3 staffers of the Arpora nightclub, after a massive fire at the club killed 25 people and injured 6 others. The move comes after police registered an FIR against the nightclub's owners, along with the manager and the event organizers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today praised the Suprabhatam program on Doordarshan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the program gives a refreshing feeling early in the morning. He also said that based on Indian traditions and values, the program is a wonderful confluence of knowledge, inspiration and positivity. This program is aired on DD News from Monday to Friday at 7 in the morning, and it focuses on yoga, culture, heritage and a healthy lifestyle. India has stepped up humanitarian outreach to Sri Lanka as the island nation struggles to recover from the devastation caused by last week's cyclonic storm. Emergency relief consignments totaling 300 metric tons were formally handed over to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as part of a larger 1,000-ton assistance package dispatched by the government of Tamil Nadu. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbha today. Places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to experience thunderstorms and lightning. Moving on to sports, in football, FC Goa were crowned AIFF Super Cup champions for a record 3rd time after beating East Bengal FC 6-5 on penalties at the Fatorda Stadium in Margao, Goa yesterday. The match ended 0-0 after regular and extra time, marking the first Super Cup final to be decided on penalties. And that is the end of this news bulletin.